Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are. Scrub-a-dub-dub.
So much has happened to talk about.
Tell me.
Well, first of all, we have an epic new setup in the studio.
Yeah. So if you're watching this, hey.
If it feels a little fresher, less pixelated.
Yes.
It's because we got some new gear in this dude.
That's right.
This stew.
That's
let's,
right.
Let's not make promises we can't cash. All right? We don't know it's going to be less pixelated yet.
That's true.
But this is scrubbing in, what, 10.0 or something? This is like a new era.
That's what we were going for.
We have a new producer.
For a new era, yes.
New look, mm-hmm. New lighting.
Yes, my own lighting. Yes.
Tanya has the Alex Earl light. It's just in full force
First
right
of all,
now.
The best part about it, though, is that it's actually LA Girl branded. I got it in a gifting suite, so it's like a branded light.
Oh, but we
it
call
is
that
the Alex
Earl
light.
Yeah,
it's the Alex Earl light.
Yeah, there was just like a lot going on this weekend in terms of like football and whatnot. So.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of Taylor Swift.
Just so much. I've never been more excited about a football Sunday than I was yesterday.
What? Tell me about it. Tell me about your Sunday.
First of all, it started out with my favorite gluten-free bagel in town. Shout out Pop's Bagels. Oh my gosh. Yes. Thank you. Slow clap.
Shout out to Pop's.
I saw Hillary Duff in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Easton's dream.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I need to know what day of the week you were there.
I've never seen her there before. I think this was like a rarity, to be honest. But I literally was just like watching her like I'm sure she probably felt my eyes.
What was she wearing?
She did.
She was wearing all black, like a black blouse, black pants and sneakers.
God, she's so chic.
Oh, she's so chic. She looked so cool. Like, I was like Sunday. I looked so haggard and she looked chic with like her hair in a ponytail. Like, she looked so cute.
Yeah.
And then she sat down and was waiting for her order. And then they were like, Hillary? It's like, oh, that's her. She got it.
No fake name or anything. Just
no,
Hillary.
No fake
wow.
name. Yeah.
Did you see what she got to eat?
I didn't. I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear what she ordered. But that was really started my day off strong. Mm-hmm. And then the I actually don't know the names of the teams, but Kristen Harper's fiance, Jared Goff.
Yeah, those are the Detroit Lions.
Yes. So they were playing against Olivia Culpo's
the 49ers.
Fiance. Yes, the 49ers. Yeah. So that was a thrill.
Just because, like... Because
I love both of them. So it was like a win-win, you know? Like, I was like, I can't lose this match.
Yeah. It's more of like, I love Kristen and I love Olivia. Like, Olivia pops up on my TikTok and Instagram and I'm just in awe.
Just happy.
She's so...
Everything.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
It's uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, the two girls were going against each other.
Correct. And then you throw Taylor Swift in the mix.
I mean,
with the win and she's on the field. I mean, it's just so much. Did you watch the game? Where were you at home, Haley's?
I was at home. I didn't watch the game. Yeah, I don't.
Did you pop it on?
Any games? No, no. But I, you know, was keeping up via social media to see who was winning and stuff. But that was the extent of my knowledge. But I loved all the footage of her on the field because that's a huge deal for her to go down on the field and amongst all those people.
I'm right, all the normies.
Well, not the norm. I mean, that, yeah, I think it's really a very exclusive group that goes on the field. But I think going down and following his mom and her letting her have the first hug with him, like, it was really cool and normalize her in this weird way where you're like, wow, she was just stoked to be down there and like be a part. I felt
the same way. Like, I'm like, she is normally in charge and like in this scenario, in this role in her life, she is the partner. Do you know what I mean? Like she's the partner. She's not the leader. And so it was like kind of cool to see her be that role.
Yeah. It was
not used to it.
There's some speculations about what they were saying to each other. Cause they kind of covered, it was like she was whispering something to him. So she like had her hand over her face, but there's some speculation on what was said. And, there was a kiss.
There was I love you.
There was an I
maybe.
Love you.
Maybe. Oh, questionable I love you. Don't
I know.
You think?
I heard it. I listened back to that video 100 times.
Oh, Robbie, I didn't even listen to the sound. I thought
you
people
didn't?
Were. No, I see. I miss things like that. You know how you miss things in certain realms of pop culture where I'm like, how did you miss that?
Yeah.
I do miss things where I don't watch things like that over and over. I just see the photos and stuff and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so fun. But that's, yeah. So what did she say?
There was an I love you. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Taylor said that?
Yeah. And then like he asked like where they were sitting or something. So yeah, she was showing him where they were sitting. It was kind of weird, honestly.
But I thought it was sweet and normal. I felt like a fly on the wall in a normal conversation between them, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But I think I would imagine like, you're going to the Super Bowl.
He's been there 4 out of the last 5 years.
Whatever, Mark.
I know, but I'm just saying it's not life-changing for him. He's been there many times.
And then she had the TNT bracelet on. Wait, I need to ask you your thoughts on her nails.
I don't care. No, like, I don't understand. I didn't know that was something to speculate. I just thought they were, like, for Chiefs, like the color for the Chiefs.
And they were long. Did that not weird you out?
She's not been playing her guitar.
I know. My God, when have we ever seen her with long nails?
I don't think I pay attention.
Do it. Do a little Google right now on your phone.
I think her nails were long when I saw her at the Grammy party.
Oh,
because that was a whole speculation.
Me.
It is. You know what? I had a moment thinking about that. The fact that I have a photo with her is like so epic. Like, I can't believe that I've had conversations with her.
Yeah.
Haley and I were saying, and Haley's in her You Need to Calm Down video. And she's like, I can't believe that I will forever be in that music video.
Right. It's like documented in history.
And performed with her on stage.
Right.
It's really cool.
It is really cool.
But I just feel like she's, when I saw the photos and stuff on the field and the fact that they won, it felt like, you know, when something really epic happens for your friend and you want to text them and be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so happy for y'all. This is so cool. I felt like I wanted to do that. You know, like, that's how she makes you feel.
That's how I feel about her and Olivia. Like, I'm so torn.
Oh, who are you going to root for?
I think the 49ers.
Wow.
Because they're getting married this year. And it's like, how cute would that be if they get married and he wins the Super Bowl in the same year?
What if Taylor and Travis get engaged this year, though?
Well, now I have a feeling that the Chiefs are going to win because it's Super Bowl, what is it, LVIIII or whatever. So anyways, whoever invented that is so annoying. It definitely was a man because it's
just
annoying
Roman
and hard.
Numeral?
Yes. But it's just so annoying. Anyways, it's 58.
Okay.
5 + 8 = 13.
Oh yeah, I saw all this. This is weird.
The 49ers, 4 + 9 = 13.
13.
This is going to be Taylor Swift's 13th game she's attended. The flight from Tokyo to Vegas is 13 hours. And this, I'm not sure about. Somebody just sent me this. I guess there's a quarterback on the 49ers that has a number 13.
Well, does that have anything
Brock
to do with
Purdy's
her?
Number?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with her? There's always a number 13 on teams most of the time.
There's not a 13 on the Chiefs, is
he
there?
Is. Brock Purdy is number 13, yes.
Yeah. So all that's to say, I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's too much of a COVID. Oh, and the Super Bowl is on February 11th, which is 2 and 11, which is 13.
Oh, my God. It's really... They really do be reaching.
What do you mean reaching?
I mean, I'm just saying.
It's like the littlest. Like, that's not even a reach. It's like right next to us. It's like maple syrup on the pancake.
Wow.
It's not a reach at all, actually.
Maple syrup on the pancake.
Right, like mayonnaise on a pancake would be a reach, but maple syrup is not a reach. Yeah. I speak right Italian.
Like a reach would be like comparing almond and saying it's nature's hamburger. Which is what Tanya told me over the weekend.
Yes, but I failed myself because what I meant to say was it's almonds are nature's Tootsie Rolls.
It's still.
Like they're little, they're bite-sized. You can keep them in your pocket. They satiate you. They make you feel like yummy. And just keep them in your pocket at all times. Pop one in.
Do Tootsie Rolls make you feel that way?
I don't eat Tootsie Rolls, but I imagine they would.
Oh, but if you, just what you imagine they would be?
Yes, like small bite-sized little like, suckables
that you, yeah, so not like a Werther mint or something.
It's I love a Werther's
yeah
mint,
that
yes.
feels more like
that could have been a good analogy as well.
Yeah, or a Jolly Rancher.
But you started with almonds or nature's hamburger, which
I was going with the protein. Mm. I was going with like a high protein snack.
I gasped.
Snack.
Okay, well, that was interesting. I had a lot of responses to this. They were like, Tanya's gonna be an almond mom, we must look. Paulina wrote me and said no. And I was like, we must look out for her children. Like, yes, it's important.
This is true.
Tanya will send me what she eats in a day. And I'm like, this is depressing. Her lunch will be like pieces of sliced turkey, deli meat, cheese, and a piece of lettuce. And it looks so sad on the thing, on the picture. And then she'll send me a handful of like four almonds. And she's like, I'm like, I'm hungry.
Okay. I eat a lot, though. That's the thing. I eat a lot. I just eat small portions, like small things throughout the day.
Yeah. That satiate.
Yeah. Like almonds. Almonds are a great thing to have in your pocket at all times.
So they're just raw in the pocket.
Raw. Raw, unsalted, and unroasted.
Oh, wow.
Take an almond and make it as bland as humanly possible.
There's so much delicious food in the world, and that just sounds so sad.
I know, but here's the thing. If you're leaving your house in the morning to go to work for the whole day, you have to pack something. What are you going to pack?
I mean, I would maybe have some salt on there if I'm going to do almonds, or like a little nut pack with like an M&M in there, here and there. So a little snickety
like
snack.
Like a trail mix. Yeah, that's
nice.
Yeah,
I love a trail mix.
Okay, sure. So, okay, what else would you take? It's a long day.
String
you're at work
cheese. I'd take a string cheese.
Mm. Okay, what else would you take?
Maybe some like, I do
yeah,
love.
Yeah, it's not so easy.
Well, yeah, I feel like once you have like what you like, though, a bag of little Siete chips.
Oh, those are good.
Okay.
I promise I could find snacks that are more than raw dog almonds in the pocket, okay? it's a good argument, but it's not great. It's not a great argument.
All right, fine.
Something significant that happened to me personally is, so Gillian Dempsey Patrick Dempsey's wife, and she's a celebrity hairstylist. I think that's how they met, actually. And for his birthday, she posted a video of, she'll post these like thirst trap videos of him. I mean, they're not supposed to be thirst traps, but they are because he is just beautiful. And she'll be like doing his hair and styling it. And it was like, happy birthday. I thought it said happy birthday, daddy, but it said happy birthday, Patty, which
Patrick.
Same, right?
Yeah, interchangeable.
He is daddy. And I commented and I was like, Jillian, we appreciate you. And there was like thousands of comments and she responded with like heart, like little heart emojis.
Oh my gosh.
So this is your chance.
Right. So now you respond by saying, can Patrick come on the podcast?
Yeah.
But I was thinking,
you never want to take one for the team.
You don't either. You never ask anybody. You're around Selena Gomez all the time. Where's she at?
Let's get Raquel in here.
That's a fine point there, Becca. That's a really good point Becca just made.
Wait, you never asked me to get Selena on the podcast.
Right, like we turn her down.
Yeah. You never asked.
Yeah, hard pass.
I'll send you a list of the celebrities you're around.
Let me know.
Haley Steinfeld can come on our show whenever she wants.
That's true.
Yeah. Haley Steinfeld.
Why don't you shoot your shot with Gillian Dempsey?
I will.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to ask her to come on the podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. Great. Yeah.
I would love to talk to her.
I would love to talk to her too.
So that's going to be where I start.
And are you really going to?
I mean, do I ask her in a comment? What do you mean? I'm going to have to like, we're going to have to reach out to her team or something.
Right. Do it the professional way.
But, and she probably has someone who runs her social media that commented the emojis back to me, which I appreciated. Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
So you think it's like a scrubber who like.
I love when a scrubber is like it's running things.
Subtle hints yeah. that I'm a scrubber and I'm running
That's
things.
My
That's kind of cool.
I would love if it was a scrubber that sent me hearts from her page.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think she has somebody doing that.
I do. I think everyone does.
I don't.
What?
I don't think that.
Oh, you don't think that everyone has that?
I don't think, like, let's say if somebody has somebody helping them with their socials or whatever, like mm-hmm. maybe they're helping her post videos and stuff. I don't think they're responding to people.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Oh. Yeah.
500,000 followers. I mean, it's a lot to manage. I think she has someone.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it could be a scrubber that's just like, oh, Becca commented. Yeah. I'm going to like could give be. Her a little crumb here. Little crummy. Pass it.
Did she respond to anybody else?
I'm sure.
Oh, you didn't look.
I don't. Yeah, I didn't go down.
I would do some serious investigating.
Okay. Did you ever talk to Christopher?
I never managed to get a hold of Christopher.
There was a lot of scrubbers who were on your side.
I feel really validated. And I just want to extend my thank you to everybody that listens and was in support of my, whatever you call it, snapping. My whiplash mm-hmm. because
my whiplash.
It was very disgusting. And the more I think about it, the more grossed out I get. And I just feel like my actions were validated. Even though I regret them and I would still like to apologize, I do feel very validated from everybody listening.
Well, good. I still felt like Robbie stood his ground on that it was out of character and that y'all will definitely not be going back to
correct we will never go back
location,
everybody all weekend because I was like posting my workouts and stuff and everybody's like these look really spread out. I'm like, I'm not going back to the same place. These are all different places.
Oh, they think that you were like over being
right wow. I was like yeah. No, this is where I'm going now because I can't go to
said other place. Well, I do want to get an update on your wedding mm-hmm. because we haven't talked really about wedding stuff, but we're going to take a break before we get to that.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya. The wedding year is amongst us.
We assume.
Upon us.
We
right.
Assume,
or
anyway.
Is it?
Oh, that should have been the tease. We should have done that and then gone
tease.
It
yeah.
next time,
yeah,
next time. Okay. How's wedding planning?
You know, it's so different than I ever anticipated because like there's so much, I think, for me, but I also think just in general, a lot of people, your wedding day has so much buildup and so much hype, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you want it to be what you want it to be. And mm-hmm. then, so you have all these hopes, you have all these dreams, you go down all these different avenues. And then when you're older, like I'm not in my 20s, there's kids involved. And then like you have to schedule around kids schooling. And so, cause we're really looking to do it abroad, like outside of LA.
Mm-hmm.
And kids' schedules are really hard because you don't want to take them out of school. Like we have our kids, my sister has kids, his brother has kids, you know, like, so we can't just take them out of school. So that really starts to kind of, it's too early. Summer's too early to do it this mm-hmm. year. So now we're thinking Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But then I'm like, are we assholes if we ask people to come out to our wedding in Europe on Thanksgiving week? So toying around with that and like I have all these like people pleaser tendencies is what I'm realizing in my head. And I'm feeling bad about all these things. And like everyone that I've talked to is like, it's your day. Do what you want. And I'm like, I can't. I'm like, I feel debilitated. Like I can't. I just can't do it. So then we were talking about April 2025.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like spring break or something?
Yeah. Spring break.
Wow.
Yeah. Because after November, it gets really cold. Where we want to do it. And so it's like, then it kind of knocks out December, January, mm-hmm. February, March. And so the April would be kind of the earliest in 2025.
And you've mentioned this before, but doing it in Europe, you have found is cheaper than doing it in Los Angeles.
Like a third of the cost.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I think people see and think about doing a wedding abroad and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. How are they able to afford that? But it's actually shockingly cheaper. I mean, it's harder in the sense the guests have to travel and spend the money, but in terms of planning a wedding.
It's also harder to conceptualize because most of these places, like, we don't really know. You know, if we were getting married in LA, it'd be like, okay, we're going to get married here. We can have people stay at, we know the area. So mm-hmm. it's like people can stay at this hotel or they can stay at this hotel and they can, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we know what we're doing. We know vendors. We know florists. Like, we know hair and makeup people. There, I know nothing. So mm-hmm. it's like, I'm just on a whim, just... Sure, you sound good, like a good band. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, so it's, there's just all these, I mean, we're not even in that, down that path yet, but.
The band?
Yeah, like band and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But yeah, it's very, so then I kind of flip flop and I'm like, well, do I really need the wedding that I've dreamed of? Like, do I want to just do it like here, make it easy on me, make it easy on everybody. So that's kind of where I'm at.
So nothing.
Which is basically nowhere.
So. To sum it up, nothing has moved forward.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
But you are looking at options. It is crazy to think about the kid thing because I wouldn't think you do have to think about their school schedule and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing a destination wedding.
Right.
Because if you were doing it here, it'd be.
No problem. Yeah. Doing it on any weekend. But yeah, if you're doing destination, you can't like just take all these kids out of school for a week. You know what I mean? Like,
that'd be awesome for them.
Yeah. So it's.
How do you feel about a 2025 wedding?
I don't love it. I mean, I'm like, it seems far. It's not even April 2024. Like,
yeah, it's a long time from now. But maybe that takes some of the pressure off because you have more time to plan it.
Yeah. And I was talking to Tawny, one of our other friends, about this. And she was like, this is your only time in your life that you're going to be engaged. She's like, it's April 2025 is going to be here before you know mm-hmm. it. Like, just enjoy it. Don't, you know, because like, I'm like, because everybody's saying, just do it this summer. Hurry up and just get it done. And I'm like, that stresses me out thinking about that. It's like,
who's saying that? That's terrible advice.
Oh, Paulina's like, I think summer would be great. And I'm like, oh, that seems so soon. So, yeah, it's just like a lot.
Yeah, it feels like a lot.
Yeah. But I think the Thanksgiving thing is making me, I feel bad to ask people to come to my wedding on Thanksgiving. Like, what if we do it on Thanksgiving?
The wedding?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Like a big Thanksgiving.
That's really tough.
Is
that's
it? Tough.
I would not be there.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Not that that's crucial, but I wouldn't. And I think probably a lot of people would be in that situation.
But would they? Like, so I thought about that too. Like, I was like, no, maybe not on Thanksgiving, but maybe like either the Friday after Thanksgiving or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then people just spend the rest of their Thanksgiving break, you know, in Europe.
Yeah.
And all my friends that I've like floated it by were like, I'd be so down to go to Europe for Thanksgiving. So like people's reactions have been the opposite of what I expected.
Hmm. So there will be 10 of us there.
Yeah.
10 of us in attendance.
But maybe that's good.
Yeah.
It's just the 10 bestie besties and that saves you more money.
And our family. It would be like, yeah, it would be our family. And then I checked in on my bridal party and that's kind of where I landed.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting news and we'll continue with updates as we get them.
I do feel though, I'm feeling more like, I'm really excited. I think that once I figure out the venue and the date, I think it's going to be really, really fun for me because I'm having a lot of fun with like my bridesmaid baskets and like making those. And so like, I feel like the actual nitty gritty of the wedding stuff, I think I'm going to have fun with. I think it's like the nailing down when and where that is like causing me a lot of stress.
Speaking of bridesmaids, I saw this video of a polite way to decline being a bridesmaid, which is not going to be me.
Yeah, this feels very pointed.
Were you Googling something?
I just like copy and paste.
Right,
like,
it just showed up in your algorithm, this how to say to bridesmaids.
We're talking about bridesmaid stuff all the time, so it feels accurate that it would show up in my algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it was like a very polite way because sometimes people, especially now, it's like a lot of financial stress, it's traveling, it's a lot of commitment, time and energy. And I think people, if they feel like they're not able to give that, they feel this guilt of like, okay, it was an honor that they asked me and it's so important, but I don't feel like I can be the part that they need me to be in it. And so it was like a really nice letter basically declining. I just like copy and paste it and send it to Tanya after she gives me my basket.
I know, because we will be having family meetings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
How often?
TBD, but it'll be me, you, and Paulina. And yeah.
Family meetings.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you guys planners, personalized planners.
Those mandatory meetings? I'm just kidding. Whatever.
It's going to be so cute.
I knew what I was getting into when I
became my
committed
friend.
To be your best friend. Yeah. So switching topics.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Bachelor premiere?
I did not because I'm very into another show, but let's talk about The Bachelor for a minute.
Oh boy, is she into this other show.
I love when she gets into another
just
show.
Just clear out the rest of the doc, whatever got scheduled for this show. Yeah. She can go off on this show for half an hour.
Correct.
If you
Well, I'm just going to give a quick, since no one else is watching The Bachelor in here.
I'm not anti-The Bachelor. I'll give it a whirl because I like this Joey guy.
He is so cute. I feel like he's the best Bachelor we've had in years. And I might be biased, but I would say since Ben Higgins, you know, I feel like he was exceptional. And I feel like Joey is bringing back the core audience of The Bachelor.
I met him at the Jonas Brothers show.
Right before he started filming.
Yes. And like I think the ABC publicity team was like around him. And so they wanted us to meet. And we were having such a great conversation with him. We were like, oh my gosh. I like try to get Paulina to like talk and flirt with him. Cause I was like, he's so cute.
He's so cute.
And he's so charming.
He's
but they were like, oh, he's about to go be the Bachelor.
Bad timing for Paulina.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he could be a Jonas brother. He looks like he's like a Joe Kevin mix.
Yeah.
That's what Taylor Banks sent to me. And so now that's what I see.
Yeah.
But I just am so excited for this season. It's so cute. And I wouldn't hate if you watch it so we could just
chat about it.
Yeah. But tell me about the new show that you're watching.
Because it comes out once a week, so I do have some time to kill in between.
You do, but this is the crazy thing. There's two sisters on the show. So one of them is 28 and one of them's 26. So on Ben's season, we had the twins, Emily.
Oh, on The Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. We haven't moved on yet to what you're going to say. So there's Lauren. She's the older sister. She's 28. And Allison is 26. And so there's this like dynamic where it feels kind of funny and like not serious right now.
I would hate that. I know. I would hate nothing more. I would hate to do it with a best friend.
I think you would hate to do it, period.
Correct. I would not like my boyfriend dating multiple women. Call me crazy.
Imagine Robbie was The Bachelor and me, you, and Paulina went on. What would you do?
I would hate it. Like, nothing sounds worse to me, honestly. But, like, who wants their boyfriend dating other people?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a good point. Much less your sister, especially if you're the older sister. I think that, like, you know, when I met Haley, my intention was to set her up with Hink, my youngest sister.
Right.
And like, thank God it never even got to a point where they hung out or anything. But I'm like, oof, I'm so happy that
you snatched her up.
That I snatched her up when I did.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, I'm excited to see how that plays out. So maybe if you watch it, we can see it, watch it unfold together.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
All right.
Because right now I'm deadlocked.
Tell me about it.
This is the best show that is on television right now.
Okay. All right. Too late. Here we go.
Traitors.
Tell me, what is it?
So, have you really not heard of it?
No.
Okay. It's like taking over the world.
Oh.
It's huge. So basically, I want to say it's kind of like a real life Clue. It's kind of like a murder mystery.
Okay.
And they put all these people in a house, right? In this like mansion in Scotland or something. The best part is like these people, I know all of them because I used to watch The Challenge on MTV. So there's like old Challenge people. There's a girl, Trishelle, from Real World.
Trishelle?
Yes, she's on it.
Whoa.
There's like housewives like Tamra and there's like an Atlanta housewife. There's a New Jersey house. There's like all these different housewives on there. There's Pilot Pete is on there. My girl Ekansu from Love Island UK. There's just like all these random celebrities that like you don't know, but you know. Do you know what I mean? Like you recognize their faces. And so they get in this house and basically the girl's from Survivor, Parvati, my girl Parvati.
Oh, yeah.
So they're in this house and basically the host selects trade people to be traitors. And basically every night they go and they decide who they're going to kill off from the show. So every night the traitors get together with their cloaks and they kill somebody. And then every morning they go in to get breakfast and somebody new has died. And then every nighttime before they do this, they have like a round table where they basically have to banish one person from the house. And they have to try and catch the traitor. Does that make sense? So they have to like, they're all like, let's imagine us all in the thing. And let's say Easton is the traitor and the rest of us are faithfuls, right? Mm-hmm. But so you have to like try and see who's lying, like who's.
Is it like mafia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So glorified mafia with old reality stars.
Yes.
Okay.
And these Not people old, are just.
Former.
Former. Yes, correct. Former. It is so, I don't know what it is, but the show is so good. I binged it so fast. And now
it's done?
I'm on, there's only 5 episodes out on Peacock right now. So I'm caught up and they only drop 1 a week.
Oh my God.
I know.
How are you supposed to?
I'm going
to
watch season one. I'm going to go back and watch season one.
Oh, there's,
and then there's
okay.
Yes, there's a season one. This is season two airing. And then there's a UK version and an Australian version.
Wow.
So
you're set.
I'm set. Yeah.
That's great. I wonder if you're going to like the UK version better because you always seem to lean towards the UK.
I think I will. If it's a bunch of Love Island UK people, going to freak out.
Well, that's exciting. Something to watch. I will try to watch that.
Please.
Join in on The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh. It is great. And the host is like so weird, but like it works. Like
Who is it?
I don't know his name.
Alan Cumming.
Yeah, Alan Cumming. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know Alan Cumming.
He's like the famous actor.
The actor. Yeah.
Oh, he's an actor? Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's like, are you a faithful or are you a traitor? And like he makes it. It's like you feel like you're watching like a movie. Like it's so good.
Wow.
And my girl Parvati's a traitor. Like,
Spoiler alert.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really a spoiler. Oh, but okay. I think about, like, Rob and I were talking about if we were on it, like, would we want to be a traitor or a faithful? And I was like, I'd have to be a faithful. There's no way I could, like...
Is it up to you? I thought it was up to
Alan.
Somebody
else. Alan picks. It's, Alan, it's not up to you. Sure. Yeah, he picks.
Yeah, it starts with a game of heads up, seven up, right?
Kind of, yeah.
He, like, taps him on the shoulder.
He taps him on the shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Like, you're the traitor.
Wow.
It's so good.
Right. Something to try to get into. I'm
yeah.
Down.
To
down.
Be able to watch it with virgin eyes again is just like, oof.
What a gift I have.
Yeah, a gift. You've been given
I've
a
been
gift.
I've been given.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to take a break and we'll be right back. I think we have one email.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right. Before we get to the email, I noticed that last week when we were talking about not having a producer, there was a lot of scuttle in the Facebook group. They were like,
I must have gotten 500 mentions. Like, why isn't Mark the producer?
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion because what is your title on the show?
I don't have one, I don't think. So it's weird. You know, producer is a big category. A lot of people fall under the category of producer. Like, even on the Sequest show, I'm the executive producer, but there's 100 other people. For this show, I edit it. I contribute when needed. I would say I'm a producer on this show, but I'm not the producer on this show.
Okay.
And we didn't have that person.
Right.
But now we do.
It's basically what we were saying we didn't have was someone who was giving us like a run of show, basically.
Yes. Prepare the show, give you ideas, topics to talk about.
Mark and Easton edit. Easton's our engineer, so for the sound, they're like what makes the podcast sound and look the best. And they're like a producer and they chime in, but we didn't have anyone that was giving us like a rundown.
Yeah.
Right.
So just to clear the air.
We were just talking out of
A guiding force.
Yeah, a guiding force.
Yeah.
I got a lot of DMs asking what's going on with Mark if there's no producer, and I said, sadly, he was fired. I told a lot of people that. I'm sorry if I told you that information.
No, but everybody, welcome Sam. Welcome
Yay!
Sam.
Yay! We love Sam. Yeah, Sam is part of the team now, so.
If you hate the podcast, please DM her.
It's her fault.
It's her fault.
Dang.
I'm joking.
okay.
Thought she'd pop in and say hi, but.
Hi.
Hey.
We're yes, DM me if you hate it.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
love Sam.
We love Sam.
You so, guys.
We're very happy that she's our guiding force now.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, Mark, take it away.
Sam, is it okay if I still read the emails in this new era? Do you feel like that's been focus grouped enough and that people enjoy me reading emails? Or should we think outside the box on this?
No, you can go ahead and read the email.
Thank you very much. Dear
what
Becca
if Sam
and Tanya,
was like, no, I want to read
maybe,
the email.
Fine. This is one of those emails, by the way, where I feel like they know the answer to the question they're asking, but they had to get it out. Dear Becca and Tanya, I started listening to the podcast in 2019. Your episodes brought me through my season of singleness and kept the modern woman energy high while I navigated the dating world until I called in the one. This past October, I got engaged to my very own Red Star, and it feels full circle to be engaged in the same year as Tanya and probably married before Tanya. I am in the early stage. That was me, by the way. I interjected that. That was not
Shots
from Liz.
Fired.
I am in the early stages of wedding planning, and I'm trying to decide if I want to have a bridal party or not. I've been a bridesmaid in two friends' weddings in the past year, and when I think about who I want to have in my bridal party, neither of those girls would make the list. I feel guilty not asking them. I already have the five girls that I would ask, and my level of friendship with them runs much deeper. Should I consider not having a bridal party to avoid any conflict and just do a maid of honor? Or should I move ahead with the five friends that I know I'd have? That's from Liv.
You can answer since you're going through this process of like having to think about bridal party, but I have an opinion on it as well. Oh. Not having any experience.
I think you should move ahead with the five friends that you know and love and that you feel are your best representation of like your life. You know, like, I think it's totally fine. I don't think you need to. I understand what you're saying. I've been bridesmaids in people's weddings that I'm not going to ask to be my bridesmaids. But I also think, too, like, life happens. Relationships change. Things ebb and flow. And that's okay. I think it's okay and that you should go with the five girls that you want.
Yeah. And I was going to say, if you're planning to do a bachelorette party or any bridal showers, I think inviting those people that if that makes you feel better to have them included in certain things. But I think when it comes to your wedding day and who you want standing up there with you, I think you choose the people that represent those positions for you. But I also think that you can just say like, this is the amount that I'm able to have. And I love you guys. And I would love for you to be involved if we do a bachelorette party or any showers, but you know, and they probably won't even say anything. They'll probably most likely won't say like, why didn't you invite me? If they think it, then let them think it. But it's your day. So don't.
I know, but that's what everyone says. It's your day. Do what you want. It's like that. It's like you just can't.
You might have to hurt feelings.
Yeah, it's true. You're going to hurt feelings. But you just have to accept that.
Hurt feelings might be hurt.
Yeah.
But like Allie, for her bachelorette, there's people that aren't part of her wedding party going.
Right. Such as myself.
Yeah. So it's like you can include them in ways so that they don't feel like, wow, she doesn't care about us at all without needing to have them as part of your official bridal party.
Yeah.
So good luck.
It does get very tricky. That was very funny. I was going through all that stuff, like actually with Paulina this weekend. She's like, who would you want? Like, who would come to your bachelorette? And I was like, my bridal party. Like, I was like, literally just like, that's it. She's like, you don't want to invite anyone else? And I'm like,
Mark and Easton.
I was like, kind of like, no, I don't think so. Like, I have no idea who else I would invite. Kind of dark.
Well, I mean, that's nice. That really clears the air for you there.
Yeah.
Makes it very easy.
Yeah.
All right. We hope you have a wonderful week and we love you so much.
Love you so much.
Bye. 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 presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.